Now, have you had yourself a nice little property on the go somewhere, or you just put a little bit of money aside to maybe get a big spread out of Dubbo, or what's happening with yourself as far as digs? You've put that aside. Nice that the prices have started to come down in some of the houses too in Sydney, which is great, because I was having a chat with Maddie Elliott, and she's part of the Southern District's Ladies. She works in a real estate agent in Cronulla, and she's still trying to give me that $300,000 four-bedroom house at Oakley, but we can always keep dreaming. But you've got something like that aside, have you?
No, not at the moment. I'm sort of deciding what to do. I helped my parents out earlier in the year to buy a house in Sydney. As you mentioned, the Sydney house prices aren't too favourable. So, yeah, it was good to help them out, and, you know, hopefully, you know, in the not-too-distant future, I'll get my own place to live. But, you know, for the time being, I'm quite happy just playing footy and, you know, making sure that my parents are secure in their own place.
Well, speaking of which, of course, you've got the chance to have a double dip of going home to Dubbo, which is great to see. You said it's a great opportunity. Well, injuries are a pain in the neck. It's a good chance to let off a bit of steam, and you got to see a couple of great things out there at Dubbo. The first one, of course, was the surreal concept of beach rugby. You're out there with the Murph. How did you enjoy that experience of beach rugby at about 35 degrees in October, November in the great Dubbo showground?
Look, mate, it was different, I will tell you that. I've been to a beach rugby in Cronulla, and it was the beach rugby in Dubbo was certainly different. I think it was, I think they got the sand from the river, actually, so it was a bit dirtier than the beach sand in Cronulla, but at the same time, it was a great day. I had a lot of fun, and as I said, I got to catch up with some relatives and see some old mates who were actually playing in the game, and had a few relatives actually playing in the competition, which I didn't know about. So it was good to see them, and you know, it was a great day for the Dubbo Rhinos.
Of course, you went up there with Cody Walker, the bloke who will be taking your spot and nailing it down, of course, there as part of the Batizzi. That must have been a fascinating day as well. Had some ladies come up from the Semmers and Stemmy, and of course, Shannon Perry, of course, fantastic to see that New South Wales Rugby are really getting their teeth into this business in regards to Batir. Nice legacy left there by Paddy Ryan before he's off to the San Diego Legion. But yeah, it's just one of those things that as a community, we really need to start engaging in the light of the death by suicide there of Dan Vickerman a few years ago.
Yeah, I think it's sort of caused close to the heart of rugby. You know, Dan Vickerman was, you know, someone that I looked up to certainly when I was younger. He was tough and hard, but he always played the game in a good spirit, and he was one of the best second rows that, you know, the Wallabies ever had. So, you know, I knew Dan personally, and it was, you know, it was definitely touched a lot of us when he passed away. But at the same time, you can't just keep looking back at that. You've got to learn the lessons from that, and I think trying to work with Batir will hopefully, even if it prevents one person. You know, in the country or in the city from taking their life, it'll be definitely worth it.
I'm certainly one of those things that Batir's great at, getting the conversation going, of course, not only in regards to suicidal thoughts, depression, also opening up about your sexuality, financial, all that sort of stuff is all part of the human experience. And it's great to see. If you want to be part of that, go through batir.com.au. Tom, you've been fantastic at doing it. And while it's gut-wrenching and it's a pain in the guts to actually be injured, you'll be able to do all this other stuff that lay the foundation for you to go and have a career out of rugby. But we're looking forward to you ploughing your way through, being part of the New South Wales Waratahs, of course. Hopefully one of these years we'll get the Waratahs to play a game out at Apex Oval as well. That'd be a nice thing. But great to see you here as part of the National Rugby Camps, and we wish you all the best moving forward.
Nice. Thanks, Wixie. Great to have you.